5 o'clock hour, presented by Good Greek Moving and Storage. It's Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3. I was waiting for Christian to do the 5 and 5, and I realized, oh,
no, you got
to
bring us back from break, brother. By the way,
go ahead.
Speaking of ancient civilizations, our good buddy Corey from Good Greek, I sent him that ancient Rome podcast you were talking about. He's fascinated about it, too.
You'd get a kick out of it. A
couple of history buffs here. For those of you that missed it, you go back and listen on the South Florida app. Colin and I talking about ancient civilizations.
And on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, all those great places, just go to Russo and Rizzo. Christian Catt is our producer behind the glass today. Christian, on your way to work today, did you stop at Racetrack?
Actually did. I stopped at the racetrack that's on Military Trail, north of Okeechobee, went inside, checked out some of the new stuff they got going on the hot food, bunch of fresh pizza, ready for anyone to satisfy their cravings. And I took home a little bit of a medium, saw a fountain drink, got a Hawaiian punch, brought it to the counter, scanned my Racetrack Rewards app. Actually, I just put my phone number in, same thing. I got it for $1 in, out in like 30 seconds because Racetrack is so convenient. They have whatever gets you going, and they mean that. Whether it is the food that's hot, that's fresh, that's delicious, and it's cheap. Check out the breakfast deal. It's $4 for a breakfast sandwich. You also get a hash brown, and you get a small coffee. That's at Racetrack. They support our local high school football teams. They support our local communities. Choose Racetrack when you are on the road this holiday season.
How are you feeling today, Christian? What's your state of the union? Is Penn State's head coach going to leave? Penn State's interim head coach going to leave? And then all of a sudden, you're going to be coaching the team?
Every time I pick up my phone, I get another kick in the groin related to the Penn State head coaching search. It is unbelievable. Kalen DeBoer said, yeah, we've never spoken. We will never speak. I am not leaving Alabama.
Color me surprised.
You had the entire Sataki situation with BYU, where he had a handshake deal.
Penn State versus the church. Good luck.
They shook hands. He went back home.
Power of the church.
Crumble Cookie CEO coughed up the money.
Church of Latter-day Saints had something to do with that
foot
as well.
Foot the bill, correct?
So again, yes, this is Crumble Cookie. If you're familiar with that company, they make cookies. They've got locations in the area.
Big BYU donors.
And what did James Franklin do when talking to the media? Oh, I don't know. He ordered Crumble Cookie. Franklin was fired by Penn State. And it's another jab at Penn State for removing him from their football program. And we talked about it during the break, but for our audience, apparently there is buzz that Penn State's interim head coach, Terry Smith, is getting looks from other football programs like Memphis, like UConn. Yeah, things are really bad as a Penn State football fan, and I just want the nightmare to be over, and I want to fast forward until the game is being kicked off in August. And we can just move on. I don't care who the head coach is anymore. And I just want to move on.
Thank God you got a good basketball team. 8-1. And I just went through their schedule. They haven't played anybody. The one team they lost to was the team that's actually in a formidable conference.
Play like University of New Haven, one of these games.
In New Haven, they played Harvard, LaSalle, Fairfield, Boston U, Sacred Heart. They're playing a bunch of MAC schools.
I think I've seen two of those programs in March Madness in the past 20 years.
They just beat Campbell by 11 points.
Hey, Campbell. Remember, I brought this up last basketball season. Campbell had a really good score back in the day when I was in college. Penn State, at least they have wrestling. How about that? Cale Sanderson continuing to build a dynasty.
He's still there.
Yeah.
He's been in college forever.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
He's great. He's a Mormon.
Is he?
Fun fact, yeah.
Well, and the way BYU is going to get a hold of that, and then he'll be wrestling for BYU here pretty soon.
Men's hockey, really good at Penn State. Gavin, forgot his last name, but his first name's Gavin's awesome at hockey.
Christian, we got to figure
out. I actually know who you're talking about. That kid's the number one recruit in the country.
We got to figure out the football program, mate.
Oh, are you going to help? Or are you saying we?
Is there.
You can make some phone calls.
Is there.
What are you going to do?
Are there going to be walk-ons next year?
No.
Are there going to be walk-ons at Penn State next
year? They're going to get transfers.
But at the same
my clock
already
started.
That's insinuating there's going to be a head coach.
Yeah.
You're under the impression there's not going to be a head coach next
year. That guy might be there for 5 years that I keep seeing, the interim coach. They might not take the UConn job because he's still going to be there.
Well, he's the one who's being – everybody wants him to stay. All the players currently there want him to stay.
Yeah.
They got two recruits.
Unfortunately for Penn State, my eligibility clock expired because I played 1 year of college baseball, so I can't provide reinforcements. If I had eligibility, I would put my name in the hat.
What position would you play?
You know, little strong safety.
Run packages only?
Yeah.
We don't guard
the pass.
Put
you on special teams. Go out there and hit somebody, kid.
Gutter on punt team.
Go out there and hit someone, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Run hard.
Christian's the one counting everybody at the line of scrimmage.
I think
that kid on Dallas who had that great play on kickoff when he forced the fumble against the Eagles. It's like that kid. Go for it. What Christian can do is do the 5-5 for San Francisco Credit Union.
Five topics.
High five.
5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Let's get out of here.
Endless takes.
You can't handle the truth.
All gas, no brakes.
And it's shaking, bank 10.
It's time for the 5 at 5.
Hold on to your butts.
Presented by Flagler Credit Union, proud supporter of FAU Athletics. Number one.
Well, earlier today on ESPN 106.3, on Theoretically Speaking, Miami Hurricanes head coach Mario Cristobal joined the program. He spoke with Theo Dorsey about many things. Of course, we are in early signing period. Of course, Miami is trying to find their way into the playoff. In case you missed it, you can go to ESPN South Florida on YouTube to watch it in its totality. But take a listen to what head coach of the Hurricanes, Mario Cristobal, had to say about the facts and the resumes between these two, apart from the head-to-head that's been banging the drum the whole time.
I'm like, is that at all frustrating for you as a coach that we even have to have these conversations?
It's not. It's not. I don't judge. I don't. I go to the facts because that's important for me to know. At the end of the day, I'm always going to come forth with what I believe in. And so I dive deep into things. I dive deep into the fact that, you know what, that their resume building took in place with, you know, 10 games where two were against group of five teams and six of the eight had defenses that were ranked anywhere from, I think, 105 to 127. There's 136 teams, right, in Division One football. So I credit them with accomplishments, but I also like to compare what we've done, and I think that speaks for itself. And not to mention, you know, if you take our metrics and what we've done over the last several weeks, I mean, everything, passing offense, total defense, sacks, sacks against, we're top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the 7 and the most important offensive defensive end.
That is head coach Mario Cristobal of the Miami Hurricanes earlier today on ESPN 106.3. Go watch it back on ESPN South Florida. If you were to give a percentage chance from right now to Selection Sunday that Miami makes the playoff, what would you put that at?
I'd throw it at a puncher's chance. I don't think 30 or 40% is a bad way to put it, because if BYU wins, neither team get it. Because I don't think Texas Tech is going to get left out. I know Mike disagrees with me on that. That's just how I feel. If BYU were to lose that game, they would move out of that spot that separates Notre Dame and Miami. It's a lot different to flip-flop a team when you're having them jump somebody else comparatively to flip-flopping them when they're right next to each other. I'm not saying that's what the committee would do, but it is totally a possibility. Now, Cristobal clearly has the stats and the facts in terms of what defenses they play, and you really want to get into the nitty-gritty. It's comparable. That's all you can say. It's comparable. I think it's just going to be a matter of eye test, brand recognition, and who's playing well at the right time. I would say Miami right now, I'd give them an outside puncher's chance, 30%.
For the record, I think Miami's the best team in the ACC. I think Miami is as talented as a team as Ohio State. And I truly believe Miami is one of the few teams that could actually beat a team like Ohio State. The issue is...
There is no way, but okay.
The issue is they lost to SMU and Louisville. I respect Mario for coming on the show. It takes a lot of guts to do that at this point in the season, all right? Especially Theo, big Hurricane fan. That was big for the station. That was a big get. But sadly, in these games, I look at the head coach. I look at Mario, who's lost games he should have won over the last 2 years with the better team. He lost to Georgia Tech and Syracuse last year. He lost to Louisville at home. Spare me on Beck throwing four interceptions, because that's the guy he brought in there. And then you lose to SMU because somebody didn't hear the whistle and had a late hit. That doesn't happen. The game is over. You can't have those things happen. Like I said, awesome that he joined the show. Love that he has all the statistics. I agree with Mario. The team is great.
They're one of the most talented teams in the country. Don't lose to Louisville and don't lose to SMU.
So right now on Hard Rock, bet
0%, by the way. Notre Dame. It'll be. I didn't answer your question, Christian. 0%. Notre Dame's getting in no matter what. Win, lose, or high, dry in that Big 12 championship, you're going to see those gold helmets.
Maybe it's fool's gold, but I do think there's a chance.
On Hard Rock, bet there are odds listed. If there was no chance, they wouldn't list odds, to be clear. And Miami to make the college football playoff is at plus 375, which is an implied probability of 21%. You've got to imagine that. What's BYU's line right now?
12.5.
Okay, so BYU's probably got like an 80-75% chance of losing that game. That kind of gets you to like...
Now, BYU controls their own game, but yes. Miami can't do anything. They
don't play.
Watch.
They don't play.
But we agree that BYU has to lose in order for Miami to have a chance.
Correct.
Like I don't think they're dropping Texas Tech out. I agree with you, Colin, there. I don't know if you agree with that, Mike.
I don't. They're putting Notre Dame in no matter what. No matter what.
So I think it's right around a coin flip leaning Notre Dame if BYU does happen to lose and Texas Tech wins.
For the record, we said when Notre Dame lost two games, if they win out, they're going to make it. Here we are.
Well,
they're going to make it.
It's contextual.
They're going to make it.
You can't just turn it to that. It's contextual.
They're going to make it.
Here's the problem. It's not like this is a one-loss team getting screwed out of getting to the FCS championship. Like, you know, it's not like that. These are 2-3 losses teams arguing for their chance at the dance. It's hard to have that much sympathy when usually the standard for excellence 5 years ago was one loss or bust. So at least be happy about the fact that 2-3 losses teams still have a chance at being involved comparatively. So that's what we wanted, right?
In the best case scenario, if BYU wins, you probably just leave both Miami and Notre Dame out. I would love for that. I got to see it to believe it. I think they're putting in that godforsaken team no matter what.
Number two.
That's number one?
All right. Yeah. Sorry. It was a long-winded answer.
Hot off the presses from the desk of ESPN on the TV side of things, Lane Kiffin. You thought you were done talking about Lane Kiffin? You thought you were done seeing Lane Kiffin on your TV? Nope. He will be at College Game Day this Saturday with the exclusive live interview with the Game Day crew. What do you think the content of this interview is going to hold?
What do you think, Christian? You think it's going to be similar or not similar to the James Franklin interview after he was fired from Penn State?
They are going to be high-fiving, hugging, chopping it up. And Lane Kiffin is a lot funnier a dude than James Franklin.
Is he going to be coaching the Independence Bowl?
I think he'll be on the sideline.
When LSU makes it, or the Chick-fil-A Bowl?
The first question by Reese Davis is, hey, Lane, you said in your exit letter that the players actually asked Keith Carter, the athletic director of the school, to continue to let you coach. Multiple players have come out since then saying that that is not the case. Lane, what is the truth? If that's not the first question, I don't want to listen to the interview.
It won't be. It's going to be just like what you saw from James Franklin. It's going to be a hype-up show for Lane Kiffin.
It's a waste of time. If that's not your first question.
Colin, I give you credit. I had no idea that the gentlemen that were defending Lane the one day all shared the same agent. It's going to be more of that. They share an agent. They're trying to save face for Lane. Listen.
I can't listen to stuff like that for like a real interview. It's not like a real interview.
No, they would never appear on a show like that if it was going to turn into hard-hitting questions. That's so let's get that out of the way.
Yeah, yeah, we come on, theoretically speaking, we grill coaches. That's what me and Theo did with Mario Cristobal. We did not.
No, I mean, what are you going to grill? I mean, Cristobal, the only thing about Cristobal is if you asked him about, you know, can't you make the argument that the ACC is a one-bid conference and the only reason that you guys are not there is you lost two ACC games. I mean, couldn't you have controlled this had you won your ACC games? You could have asked him that. He probably would have liked it. But, like, you're sitting there trying to battle with SEC teams and independent teams on at-larges. I mean, that makes it difficult as an ACC school.
Yeah,
it does.
I think that a lot of people are going to absolutely hate the Lane Kiffin interview coming up on Saturday.
I think his PR is in the dump right
this
now. The best thing for him would be stay quiet until next season.
Did you see it?
Trying to save face, Christian.
He was quote tweeting funny videos, making fun of him, making fun of the juice Kiffin dog situation.
That's what the PR people are telling him. You got to be nice guy. I think like you got to be like
Lane. Lane can make fun of himself a little bit.
But there is a little bit of a PR turn because I think it has something to do with recruiting.
He's going to be breaking down the game above bowl where they're going toe to toe with SMU. I mean, this is a joke. Is this not a joke? This is a safe face. And numerous times I've said on this program that I was a Lane Kiffin guy. I like to give Lane the benefit of the doubt. I'm not doing it this time. It was bad. It was bad for both. It was bad on Ole Miss. It was bad on Lane. It was bad on LSU. You could blame the calendar, fine. You didn't have to leave it up in flames.
Number three.
All you got to say, you said that the players wanted you to come back. Players come out saying that's not the case. Well, number one, what's the truth? Number two, if that's not the case, then why'd you lie about it? There it is.
They in the Fenway Bowl, Christian? They going to be in the Fenway Bowl?
I don't know.
LSU?
I mean, it's a joke. I'm trolling the fact that they're not going to make the playoff for the umpteenth year in a row.
Number three.
So there is this fun little basketball tournament. I like to keep things local here on ESPN 106.3. It's ESPN West Palm, for heaven's sake. Down the road, the Royal Palm Invitational. You go on Okeechobee and you head west at Royal Palm Invitational. Wait a second. All right. Never mind. The Royal Palm Invitational is not a local high school basketball tournament held here in Palm Beach County. According to John Rothstein, it is going to be a brand new early season college basketball tournament that will debut in Dubai.
Oh, God.
It's going to be Beast Week at 2026.
I'm going to make this simple. It's going to be the World Cup all over again. Remember when it was in Qatar? Yeah. It's going to be those conversations all over again. It's going to get political, and it's probably going to get ugly. My best
guess. And they're
going
to get big-time schools to go because they can't say no to the money.
Right.
They won't say no to the money.
Apparently, power conference teams are going to be involved. We don't know those teams yet.
I wonder who's going to be that first one to be announced. They don't want that PR. the fifth one to be announced, they don't care. The first one to be announced, you're not going to like
St.
that.
St. John's. He will not give a damn.
How bad do you think the backlash will be?
They're going to go. They're probably going to put in like a $5 million towards NIL purse. It's exactly what they're doing with that Players Era tournament. I don't know. We're sending teams of college kids to Dubai. I mean, we're going to have a Saudi Arabia Final Four before you know it. I mean, what point does this stop? And it's going to happen. There's going to be a college football game preseason. You know, they do one in Dublin. They're going to do one in Dubai. They're going to do one in Saudi Arabia eventually. It's just how it goes. They got too much money, and they want to get involved in American sports.
Number four.
Speaking of foreign invaders, well, not really. Giannis Antetokounmpo taking the league by storm about over a decade ago now. A day after we were discussing the report that Giannis and his agent have been fielding calls, taking calls, exploring options for Giannis' future outside of Milwaukee possibly, he is ruled out for at least 2 weeks due to a calf strain. The Bucks are 2-8 in their last 10. 10th and the final play-in spot in the Eastern Conference currently. Is the timing of this injury fishy or is it just me?
I saw the play. It actually looked kind of concerning.
Yeah.
These players get nervous about these calf injuries because calf is related to the Achilles. And nobody wants to get that injury. And it's been very relevant amongst stars recently.
What could happen? I'm not going to say his name. You could say his name. What could happen to that Pacer guy last year? You know,
Halliburton.
Yeah. Look what happened.
I hate Tyrese Halliburton.
I can't. I did.
Without Tyrese Halliburton, we have a sweep at the NBA Finals.
You're never seeing that team again. And I said that before after the NBA Finals. You will never see that team relevant in the playoffs for the next 15 years.
Pacers would have won that game if he was healthy.
Regardless,
TV timeout when he's come to the sideline cursing up a storm.
That was we were in store for a classic.
Yes. The point I was trying to make is, to Colin's credit, that's why the poor guy blew his Achilles. Okay, so it's a serious. It's I don't think this is faking an injury or anything. I was listening to Brian Windhorst, and I'm sure you guys don't know what cat meme I'm talking about. I was listening to Windy talk about trade scenarios, how the Lakers could get him, the picks, and with the Bucks. My eyes were slanted and my tongue was out. I had no idea what the hell Windy was talking about. Just know that this trade is going to be for a lot of picks and to a team that's probably going to be competing. I couldn't follow Brian today with the crazy scenarios he was coming up with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Quite frankly, I don't care. It's December 4th. All right. I'll check back in with Giannis and what team he's at come the All-Star break when the games start to matter and the players actually start trying. All right?
Number five, December 4th. I'm good on the Giannis trade rumors after the Bucks gave up everything to keep him around. And 20 games in, he wants to be traded. Who would have thought? That friggin' league, man. That league is out of control.
This is not a league.
Yeah,
it's a problem. This is not a league thing.
Guys, I don't want to be here anymore. Good thing we just gave up everything to keep
him
around.
He's been there for 12 years.
Good thing we just mortgaged the mortgage to buy a down payment on the mortgage for 1 year.
He won a title there, and he's been there for 12 years.
I get it, Colin, but that organization did everything possible to keep this guy
everything
around.
Everything possible except
20 games in.
Except field a great roster.
20 games in. Yep, this team stinks. I want out. It's an issue to me.
Except field a great roster. Yeah.
What do you mean he was happy? The report was he was happy when they got Miles Turner. He was overjoyed when they got Miles. That guy stinks.
So what does that tell you? What does that tell you?
What I'm saying is like these guys just, 20 games in. All right, I'm done. Gave it a chance. I'm done. And then you're the organization left with no draft picks. 3 years of not controlling your own draft. I'm sorry. What number Christian?
Five. Adrian Griffin firing their coach midseason when they were 13 games above 500. What kind of collapsed that team?
Let's go to college football once again because the Florida Gators fired their head coach Billy Napier this year. Well, he is not without a job for long because Billy Napier just finalized a 5-year deal with James Madison University. Are you surprised that Napier went back to his G4 roots? Got a good job out of it after a failed tenure in Florida.
I mean, what the James Madison is known is Cignetti and then Bob Chesney, who's just got a big power four job at UCLA. So I'm surprised they're going Napier, but it does tell you, I don't think that's a stepping stone job. That's not a hang around for 5-10 years job. That's a stepping stone job.
Well, they
tells you that Napier wants to get back involved.
They just got D1, 2 years ago?
Yeah, they had to file in court to be able to be bowl eligible.
And that was, yeah.
Give them credit. I mean, it's a program that you're probably going to win at, and I think Billy's going to do a tremendous job there.
It tells you that Napier wants to get back in the Power Four. It tells you that he wants a stepping stone job.
Couple of years, 2 years, and then I'm sure an SEC team will probably come call again.
Napier's not a great coach, but hey, second go around somewhere else, somebody's going to give him a shot, especially if he's good at James Madison, which is a good program. It's a pretty proud
number
program.
Number six.
Oh, we got a bonus. Thursday night football tonight, Lions Cowboys. Lions are 3.5-point favorites at home in Detroit with an 8:15 kickoff on Amazon Prime. Let's just look at the offensive side of the football for both these sides. Which offense would you rather have? Jared Goff, Gibbs, St. Brown's injured right now. We'll see if he's going to play tonight. Williams showed out on Thanksgiving. Or the Cowboys with that 1-2 punch of Pickens, Lamb, Williams. The running back has been very good for the Cowboys, and Dak Prescott. Which offense is better, Cowboys, Lions?
This is tough. Here's the problem. So if I'm going to compare and contrast it, I think Gibbs is the best player on both offenses. But I think Prescott is the better quarterback, which is the more important position. And then on top of that, the better receiving room is the Cowboys. But in my actual opinion, I think Amon-Ra is the best of the bunch. I'm going to lean slightly to Detroit. Does play caller get included, or is it just players?
It is play caller, sure.
All right, I take Dallas now because I like Schottenheimer as a play caller Campbell and Morton.
This year, it's not even close. Dallas is the better offense. I'd go Dallas.
If I could put together a coaching staff and take players, I might take Detroit. Then.
George Pickens, CeeDee Lamb, and Dak are better than anything on that offense, not named Jahmyr Gibbs.
Pickens might be wide receiver one.
I mean, that was the move of the offseason so far.
Yeah, Pickens is great. He's perfectly suited for that offense. I don't know if he's the best in the league level, but he's been having a great
year. No, I'm talking about on that team. I'm saying Pickens.
Yeah. I think Lamb is tremendously overrated. Him against the Eagles, both games. Especially that game a week and a half ago when he had four drops. Oh, my God. He is impossible to watch when he's dropping the
football. The offseason move of the year for me so far is Pickens and the impact that he's been able to make.
Hiring Ben Johnson.
Maybe. Player, let's keep it player wise.
Okay,
maybe Micah Parsons. Probably.
Darnold going to Seattle.
Ooh, but he had 120 yards in the win. I don't think he's the reason they're winning football games.
What are you talking about?
The most recent one, he had like a 120, right?
Over the Vikings with Brosmer.
Yeah, the Brosmer.
I mean,
he didn't have any touchdowns in the game.
I could have won that game.
That's an unfair cherry picks game to take an example.
I mean, what game?
That's fine. He threw four picks in the last 4 weeks.
The Rams game.
I don't know. I wouldn't go Darnold there. I think Geno would still be playing well if he was still in Seattle, personally. Trust me, coming from a Brown and a Jag fan, I think a lot of it has to do with what's around him.
Absolutely, but I think Geno's also washed.
The 6 at 5 has concluded, brought to you by Flagler Credit Union.
There you have it. All right, we got to make our picks with Cover 5, make our picks against the spread. On the other side of things, we'll close things out. It's Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Well, you got a big game on tonight in terms of Detroit Lions and a little Dallas Cowboy action on Prime Video. You can bet on that. You can bet on all the games this weekend, especially Inter-Miami with the three-hour pregame with Mike Rizzo, three-hour postgame as well right here on ESPN 106.3.
Listen, you joke around. Dave Judah's going to come in here and have a heart attack, or director of ops. So
nonetheless,
keep going.
You can bet that game. You can bet all the college football, all the NFL this weekend on the Hard Rock Bet app. Download today on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. It's the best because you can get started, put in $5, bet it on any game or match at any time, and if you win that first $5 bet, you get $150 in bonus bets immediately. Refer a friend to get $50 additionally. On top of that, that's $200 that you can play with throughout the big weekend in college football sports. Bet player prop game by game, bet futures, string them all together and put together a parlay, get a big payouts out of it. You can do it all on the app. Check out the Discover page, check out the stats page, check out their Instagram where they got all the promos and the profit boosts all available to see. That's Hard Rock Bet, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus. Physically present in Florida. The wager, terms and conditions apply. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-833-PLAY-WISE. All right, Mike, we got to put together our picks for this weekend.
Do you like Dallas tonight? I love Dallas. I think they can win by about 10 points and
What's that line on
plus cover 3? Dallas is plus 3.
This is a lighting bet too, so that means you need them to win pretty big.
Sorry, if they win by I'm saying they can win by about 10 points. There is something. I'm going to remind you for the fourth week in a row. Detroit is busted, broken. Something's wrong there. Something's wrong with that car engine. Need an oil change. Need a little retooling. Can I talk you into the Dallas Cowboys?
Has not been good on the road.
All right, then never mind.
No, we can
forget
do it. They're
it.
Getting, hold on.
You're
getting
still on the
points.
Lions. It's all right. Maybe next week I can get you off. Next week I can get you off the Lions.
Stop. Don't be like that. Stop.
You're still on them. You're on them. It's all right. It's all right.
We've been good on Thursday night. Do you want to do Thursday night?
Dude, I want Dallas tonight.
All right. And that's the one. Right,
I want that. You give me Dallas tonight. All right. No, what do you like on the Sunday slate?
There's a couple I had my eye on. You like Cincinnati on the road getting 6 points?
Buffalo's talk about a team that I think is busted, and then a quarterback that's
coming
broken.
Off a win that they were fortunate last week. Cincinnati played well with Burrow.
I mean, they got Burrow too. Yeah,
that team's just going to be spoiler the rest of the year. They've played at Buffalo before.
Let's go.
You like
let's
that?
Go. Plus 6. Yep.
All right, it's 200 dogs.
Can I give you another dog who's going to outright win the game? The Bears plus 6.5. I think they win.
I love the plus 6.5.
I think they win.
I don't know. I don't love the win, but I like the plus.
Ben
6.5.
Johnson. Said in his preseason.
That game will be important for the Bears.
Excuse me. Third time's a charm. In his introductory press conference, that run that the Packers on is it's over. And I think it starts in Lambeau. And I saw, who's our buddy?
Ben Brust.
A little too cocky for me. He was a little too cocky.
What'd he say?
They're scared to even see us.
ESPN Milwaukee host.
He goes, they're scared to talk about us. He rubbed me the wrong way. Let's go with the Bears.
Brust, by the way, he was a college basketball player. Every bad game he's ever played, I know about
him. He's
a
good dude, though. Listen,
Brust.
It's like me when I get a little too overconfident with Ohio State. You know what I mean? I'll give you a comparison.
He's my O'Terry. So he's somebody I give crap to all the time.
That guy has a beautiful family, and he was a college basketball player. Come on, man. You can't really give that guy crap. Brust is the man.
Didn't invite me to his wedding.
You didn't get invited to the wedding. You troll the guy for a living.
Didn't get invited to his wedding. I was pissed off about that.
So far, Chicago.
Kaminsky was his best man. I'm like, I could have been there. Go ahead.
Spare me on Frank Kaminsky. I'm all good on that. Chicago plus 6.5. Cincinnati plus 6.
All right, that's three underdogs.
Dallas plus 3. We're on three dogs. So it's fine. You know, do you like the Dolphins at 2.5 in the freezing cold?
I want to take I don't like that game, but I do think the Dolphins are playing better. I need the Dolphins to lose. I'm rooting for that.
All right, fine.
So I don't like rooting
for
that. We're
off them. We're off that.
I don't like rooting
for that. Do you want Tampa Bay at 8.5? God, it's a giant spread. That is a giant spread. Tampa Bay favored by 8.5.
I don't like that.
New
Orleans. Yeah. It's a home team, though.
It's
a home team.
All right, I got one. You want the Jags plus 1.5 at home against Indianapolis?
Hell yeah. They're at home. They're at home.
I made a rule that we would never take Jacksonville again. I'm breaking that rule. But we're taking our fourth underdog of Jacksonville.
Colts, you want to talk about a team that's
plus
broken.
1.5.
Colts are broken.
Dude, they might lose that division to the team that they're playing, your Jags. All right, so that is four dogs. Colin, somehow, some way, Minnesota and Bosmer.
I'm not touching this game.
The Bosmer from from Skyrim. The Bosmer from Skyrim is favored by 1.5.
Is it McCarthy coming back this week? I think it's McCarthy.
Even better. The guy who cheated is for the 3 years
in Michigan.
God, they stink too. You're a big Mariota guy, though.
I am a big Mariota
guy. You're a big Mariota
guy. I don't like this game at all.
You're a huge Mariota guy.
If there's a game I'm not going to spend 1 second watching.
All right. Kansas City and Houston. Kansas City favored by 3.5.
Either side can win that game. I don't like that either.
Do not spare me with your logic that has burned us 3 times on cover 5.
Logic?
Dude, it's Kansas City. They're not losing this game. I'm not doing
Kansas
that.
Kansas City at
it's
Arrowhead.
No longer.
Mike, at Arrowhead.
Dude, they screwed us the last time we did that at Arrowhead.
No, we're not doing it.
We're out on them. They stink. They stink. Mahomes is great.
I actually think Kansas City is going to win that game, so I actually would stay far away.
Again, Kansas City's favored by 3.5, by the way.
Remember, Mike, the last time we took them was, I believe, against the Colts, and they won the game. They did not cover the spread. It was minus 3.5, and that was at Arrowhead. And then they lost to the Broncos on the road. They lost to the Bills on the road. They lost to the Cowboys on the road. They're back at home. They're going to win.
So you want Kansas City at 3.5?
I don't like that game.
So we need, one more pick.
They're not going to get any points out of it.
We're on Dallas.
That's going to be a three-point game.
Let's reset quickly because we need one more game. We're on Dallas plus 3. They're facing Detroit. We're on Jacksonville plus 1.5. They're facing Indianapolis. We're on Cincinnati plus 6. They're facing Buffalo. We're on Chicago plus 6.5. They're facing Green Bay. The road dogs that we have are Dallas, Cincinnati, and Chicago. Dallas is at Detroit, Cincinnati at Buffalo, Chicago at Green Bay. We're on a home dog of Jacksonville, 1.5 against Indianapolis. We need one more.
Can I throw you on a road favorite?
How about the
Rams doing a get-right game?
Arizona. It's Jacoby Brissett still starting?
Brissett, and they've played pretty well in the last 2 weeks they've lost close. Are the Rams going to... They're coming back off a bad loss. I think McVay off a loss is very good.
It's a division game.
Keep in mind. -8.
How about... Are you on it? Listen, the one where we could get some points off of is the small spread of 2.5. If we pick the right side between LAC and Philadelphia, the Chargers meaning, and Philadelphia...
That's going to be a lopsided win or loss.
But even if it's by 7... We get 5 points here. Colin,
I would take Philly in that game.
I'm clock watching. Theoretically speaking, is -96. We're -12. If we keep it,
I would take Philly in this
reasonable.
Game. I would take Philly in this game. Would you agree?
They can't score. Kevin Petullo got his house egged. I was actually thinking cheater, pumpkin eater.
I actually think Petullo's going to call a great game.
So you want to go against cheating?
This is going to be Philly through and through. He's going to call an excellent game, and all the Philly fans are going to be vindicated at the fact that they have this house.
You know what we're talking about? Like, they would be happy.
You want to go against cheating khaki pants at home road dog or at home dog?
I don't like that Charger team at all.
All right, then we go Philly.
Well, hold on. If you're all over the Chargers, why are you all over the Chargers here?
I want to take the game. It doesn't matter. It could go either way. I just think whoever wins this game, we're going to net about 10 points out of.
I like the Eagles there. Coming off a longer week.
All right. Petullo.
That place is going to be flooded with Eagle fans, too.
It is. It's going to be 80-20. All right. Here are our 5 games. Dallas tonight, Thursday Night Football at Detroit, plus 3.
I don't love that.
I love it. That's my pick. Jacksonville. Jacksonville at home against Indianapolis.
Oh, you're over that, too. You love that.
Plus 1.5.
You love that pick.
I actually do love it. Cincinnati on the road against broken Buffalo in that offense.
I adore this pick. I love this pick.
They're plus 6. Chicago on the road at Green Bay, plus 6.5. I think they win. I don't really think they cover the spread. I think they win. And then Philadelphia
on the road against Cheater Cheater, Pumpkin Eater, Khaki Pants, John Harbaugh, favored by 2.5.
I love it. I don't like Dallas, but I like everything else.
I kind of love everything. So if Colin, if Dallas finds a way to win that game tonight, we got some real mojo.
All right.
Got some real mojo.
We'll have to see. All right.
Big on Dallas. By the way, my mother has texted me for a primetime winner about 4 weeks in a row. I am like 0-4, and I just told her Dallas tonight.
What are you doing?
I know.
What are you doing?
I told my mom, I'm like, maybe you text Joe.
It's going to be.
Maybe you text Joe.
It's going to be 42-11 Detroit, and we're going to get burned.
Dude, they when the hell was the last time that offense scored 40 points?
A couple weeks ago against the Commanders. 3 weeks ago. That was the first game he called the plays.
Is Dan Quinn in trouble, by the way?
No.
That guy in trouble?
No. Everybody on that team is hurt. They're old. They just figured it out.
You said that before the year, that they were old, by the way.
Old. Old and battered.
Old, right. Battered, and a quarterback that probably won't be able to stay healthy.
Are you going to go see that Blue People movie, Avatar?
I saw the first one. I would need to see the second one. Let's put it this way. 2009? 14-year-old Mike Rizzo saw that in theaters with Sean Balls and... Who the hell was with me? Mikey Ford. Yeah, Sean Balls and Mikey Ford. And I have not seen the second one. I loved the first one.
Have you seen the first one since?
Yeah, oh yeah, multiple times. Believe it or not, an ex was obsessed with that movie. And I'm like, do you want a tail? Do you want a tail? I did not see the second one, though. I joke around with her. I said, you want one of those friggin' tails, don't you? I did not see the second one, though. When did the second one come out? Like 3 years ago?
Yeah, 3 years ago, I want to say.
It was awful.
I was in college.
And you said it was awful?
I didn't say it was awful. I said it was very...
I thought you verbatim said it was...
I saw it once and never watched it again.
I thought you verbatim said it was godforsaken.
It's not godforsaken.
Okay.
All right. I don't think either of the movies are very good. The only reason...
You don't like the first one? First one was great.
The first one was great. The first one was cool. The first one was better than the second one. The reason I said that is because... I'm going to have to be forced to sit through that. You want to talk a godforsaken movie?
Yeah.
In IMAX. And I have a movie subscription that allows me to go see unlimited movies in normal. So, like, that's just a normal screen. IMAX is a huge screen. And the only reason I'm doing that is because they're showing the trailers for the new Steven Spielberg movie, the new Avengers movie, and they're showing, like, a special, which they're not going to release, like, 6-7 minutes
of
Christopher Nolan's Odyssey movie. I'm only going for the trailers.
You're
going
to sit through a three-hour movie.
I know. I'm going to pay for the $25. And I pay $20 a month for my movie subscription.
You're a freak, dude. You're a freak. You're going to sit through a two-hour movie just to see some previews?
It's longer than two. It's longer than
Jeez,
two.
Jeez, oh, man.
Now, how about this? Do I leave?
I don't want to hear about the Pokemon anymore, you know, dude.
Do I leave?
I don't want to hear about Naruto.
Mike, do I leave before the movie
Jujutsu
starts?
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, you might see the trailers. Might and just have walk to. Out.
But by the way, I will be tailing you and going with you when that new Odyssey movie comes.
That'll be a big time movie.
I can't wait to see.
There's
that.
No doubt about
I
that.
Cannot wait to see.
That's Christopher Nolan's movie this summer.
That's going to be a ton of fun.
That'll be a big time movie. So that's why I want to go see, because I like he releases a prologue before big time movies. He did it with The Dark Knight. He did it with The Dark Knight Rises. He did it with Tenet. He did it with all this.
You'll probably see that Chalamet movie too. They're probably previewing that, right?
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Oh, Marty Supreme.
Yeah,
that.
By the way, how about this? I sent that to Colin before he even saw anything.
I knew about that movie when he was filming it about a year and a half ago. Thank you, Christian Kapp, Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3.